Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
I'm excited about that, and I thought today for fun we would go through the angel stories because they're exciting and it really lets you know your angels are there. Okay, Benny, do you want to kind of bring us in here?
Sure. Yeah, we're all ready to go. So if you'd like to join us and Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, she is opening the lines right now and taking your call for meeting readings. So 800-930-2819 is the number, 800-930-2819.
Okay, so pick up that phone and call in because I'm going to be able to tell you who your angels are. And everyone has three angels, an archangel and two guardian angels that are with you for your entire life. And they're there for your life's purpose. And if you find out your life's purpose and you're on that path, then there's less speed bumps in the road and things just flow. So if things in your life aren't flowing, pick up that phone, call. Let's find out who your angels are and we can go from there. Answer some questions and we'll go from there. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about me. I had what I call a near-death experience when I was a child. I was 18 months old, and I was wrapped in my blankets to the point of being, you know, a possible suffocation. And I felt this incredible feeling of that everything was going to be okay. And even though I was that young, I still knew it and felt it. And then I saw five flying lights over my head, and at that point I didn't know who they were, what they were. Many years later found out that they were angels, but didn't know then. And an angel kind of floated down the stairs and let my mother know I was in trouble. So she came and she saved me, and that's where it all started. I then had a voice of special guidance as a child. I called my little man, and my little man would tell me how things were supposed to be and how they could work and what parents were doing they shouldn't, and I just knew what was going to happen ahead of time, and I thought everybody had a little man, so I never mentioned it to anyone, even my mother. And then many years later, found out that my little man was Archangel Michael. And all these years, he has been guiding me. And now I am letting him guide you. So I'm going to share my Archangel Michael with you. Call in and let's get who your angels are. And let's let Archangel Michael help you, too. I think that would be wonderful. And if you want to look me up, it's theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and we can go forward from here. Do we have anyone yet, or should we just keep going into the angel story?
We can keep rolling on, but let me just give out the number again,
800-930-2819. Okay. I am going to share my angel stories with you. So the first one is called Protector Angel, and this is about a lady who was driving on a highway, and she was alone, and it was at night, and she was going from Springfield to Chicago, and without warning, a truck driver just came at her and tried to run her off the road. Excuse me. And I guess I'm getting into the story, and tried to run her off the road. So knowing that Archangel Michael was the protector, she cried out, "Michael, help me." And the next thing she knows, a man on a motorcycle with a helmet on, so his face was concealed, wedged the motorcycle between the truck and her car. And is when she went faster and the truck went faster, so did the motorcycle. And when they slowed down, so did the motorcycle. So eventually, after about, I think it was 6 miles, the truck driver gave up and went off the road. But the motorcycle, the person on the motorcycle, I guess you call them a motorcyclist. What do you call someone on a motorcycle, Benny? You would know.
I believe you got it right. Motorcyclist.
Motorcyclist?
Sure,
okay,
yeah,
there
that
we go.
About right.
All
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can help when you want.
I think you had it.
Okay. Stayed with her, and she couldn't figure out why, because it was over, and she didn't need Archangel Michael anymore, and why he was there. But all of a sudden, the truck driver came down through an on-ramp and went to ram right into her. He was waiting. He had gone ahead, and he was waiting. So the person on the motorcycle somehow managed to wedge in there, and then for the next 5 miles, the truck driver terrorized her, but the angel was there on the motorcycle. So, and the way she knows it's an angel is because when angels, and I call them physical angels, appear to help you, and then when the job is done or their mission is over, they just disappear. So when she got into the Chicago suburbs, she looked into her rearview mirror for a second to glance to change lanes, and then when she looked forward again, the angel was gone. And she was protected, she was safe, and whoever it was on that motorcycle that Archangel Michael had sent, or maybe it was himself, who knows, it was gone. So that's a story in the book called Protector Angel, because that's certainly what he was.
That I would agree. You would need that one for sure.
I would think so. Wasn't it? That was exciting.
Yeah. Completely.
So
was.
Then, and this one is called Voice from Above, and this is a very interesting one. A program director from an Ohio radio station, actually it was Cleveland, I didn't put that in the book, but it was, had the station call me, one of the producers call me, and asked that I would be on the air because a group of people had seen an angel at a car accident scene. Isn't that interesting? So, and then another lady called in and told me this story, and I'll read it because it's kind of cute. She said, "My husband Jake invited the family to tag along on his business trip. Rushing to get into the car, we neglected to buckle up. While heading down the highway, I heard a very loud voice say, 'Put on your seatbelt.' I checked the children's safety harnesses and fastened my belt, urging Jake to do the same. Of course, he ignored me." I love that line. And I don't want to make a comment about it either, but I love the line. Just a few minutes later, a red car crossed the median and hit us head on. Jake's injuries were life-threatening. He received immediate attention when the paramedics arrived and was rushed to the hospital before anyone else received medical care. While lying on the grass waiting for my turn, I became aware of a young man with sandy brown hair sitting next to me. Holding my hand, he reassuringly repeated, "Everything is going to be all right." And then she says the young man rode in the ambulance with her and stayed with her in the hospital for almost a week. After the young man left, she asked the angels, I'm improvising now, but from what I remember she told me, she asked the angels, you know, who was that young man? And she asked the night shift and the day shift, and the angels all look really puzzled, and they just, there was no, they couldn't see him. She could see him. She felt him, but they couldn't see him. And truly, it was her guardian angel that stayed with her. And I'll follow up on this. During a follow-up phone call with Barbara, I inquired about her family, and she reported that Jake's heart had stopped in the ambulance. He was revived and is doing well. All her kids had just minor injuries, and she had fully recovered. That's a beautiful story, too.
Yeah, certainly was. Absolutely gorgeous. 800-930-2819 is the number for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. If you'd like a mini angel reading with her on the Dr. Pat Show, she is guest hosting today. And we do have a couple callers lined up there, Sue, if you'd like to jump on it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, let's go to them, and then we'll go back to the story.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. So we'll take Hanley, and he's calling in from Seattle. Hi, Hanley.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How can we help?
Well, I got news that my father passed away in January.
Oh.
And
did you just get news about it?
Yes, about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I found out that I had a half-sister, and she was the one that found out, and she received his ashes from the mortuary and everything. Before he died, or after he died, I had felt a strange disconnection 2 days after the day he died and sent him a text just letting him know that I had felt that our connection was strained. And
yeah, he's telling me to tell you that he's okay. He said he did not get to talk to you, but all is well. That's what he just said.
Thank you.
Okay. Would you like to know who your angels are?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so your archangel is Michael. We've been talking about him this morning. And that's the protection and guidance and protection. And then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony. And it's really important to you to have harmony in your life. When you don't, it's difficult. And then you've got a money angel, too. Timothy is the angel of good fortune. So you've got those three angels. Okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, thanks very much, Hanley, from calling in from the Seattle area, 800-930-2819. Sue, we're at our first break of the hour. Let's go ahead and snag on that, and we'll hit up some more stories from you and some more of our callers on the Dr. Pat Show. Be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we've got an action-packed show today. We're talking about angel stories. And it's so exciting to hear how angels can protect you, how they're there for you, how they can, help you with your life. If you welcome your angels into your life just gets better. There's no two ways about it. And they can help with everything, organization. They can help with childcare. They can help with career decisions. I mean, it's just amazing what they can do. But we've got some callers, so we're going to go right to our callers.
We do, and if you'd like the number, if anyone's listening out there and you just don't have it or you have it saved or something or rather, your pencil broke or you have a chance to do it again, get it again. So 800-930-2819 is the number for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. 800-930-2819. We'll take Bobby, who's calling in from Tampa, Florida. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Oh, good.
All right, this is exciting. I love angels. Matter of fact, I have a clear quartz angel necklace on right now, and I have a Bodhi tree bracelet with a rose quartz angel on. And I love working with Ariel, Archangel Ariel, and this month in my Archangel Adventure Club that I'm a member of, we're working with Jophiel. So I'm wanting to find out, you know, more about, you know, who my angels are, and I want to find out, you know, what was the other question? You know, what do I do when I don't feel them as strongly as I would like to feel?
Oh, good question. All right, let's start with who they are. So your archangel is Gabriel, messages, communication, arts, and invention. That's who he is. And then you also have Rachel, who's the angel of inspiration. And she tells me you're an inspiration to those who know you. So there you go. Rachel. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And then you have, ready for this? Jeremiah is the angel of financial security.
Wow.
Can't beat that one. So you've got all kinds of, and you know, you have a fourth one too. You have Caroline, angel of positive thinking. Because you're a real positive thinker. You really, and you think ahead. They tell me you think ahead.
Cool.
So that's that. And if you can't feel them, relax. You know, go somewhere where it's quiet. Angel messages come in on the breath, so take some deep breaths and just make sure your body isn't tense, even if you just wiggle and stretch or a little something. And it's easier for them to get to you if you're more relaxed. Does that help?
That helps. And so basically I talk to Gabriel, Caroline, Rachel, and Jeremiah just like I'm talking to Ariel and all the other ones I work with.
Yes, you do. Just like they're your friends and confidants, because they truly are.
Well, okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby, for joining us from Tampa, Florida. 800-930-2819. We'll stay local up here, and we'll go to Mukilteo area, which is North Seattle. And it's Dennis who's calling in from Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Hello. I want to know who is. My dad passed away this October 5th, and also I want to know who is my angels, too.
Sure. Okay, we'll get to the angels first. You have Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, who is your archangel, and that's the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So there's your money angel. And they want to talk to you about your enlightenment. They really feel like you have a sense, they're telling the inside of you, that you have to do more, that you have to learn more. And you're really on a path, and so your angels want to know they're there with you. So that's one thing. And then you also have, I got to wait for a minute till they tell me, you have Florence, who's the angel of compassion. they tell me are very compassionate. And then you have Bettina, the angel of creativity. Are you creative?
Yes.
Are you creative?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you have the angel of creativity. Super. And as far as your dad, did he have a deep voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just came through in a very deep voice, and he said, "All's well here." That's what he said. So.
Okay.
You're good. You're good. And you know what he's telling me? You were a good son. There you go. I think you needed
okay.
to hear that. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, Dennis, for joining us on the show with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, 800-930-2819. Sue, we have open lines, so we'll get those flushed in here momentarily. So if you have a couple stories you'd like to share? Or?
I sure do.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I got to pick which one I want. I got all these. Oh, here's a good one. It's a kind of a short one. Okay, so this happened at an angel party where people were getting together. Usually it's mostly women, but they were getting together for an angel party. And the woman was saying, her name was Linda, and she was saying, "My career in investment banking must have begun when I was 10 years old and playing Monopoly with my brothers. One evening while we were engaged in the game, two men carrying weapons broke into the house, and I believe they were guns." She didn't, I believe that's what I remember she told me. "Even though she was in an upstairs bedroom, my mom heard us screaming. Grabbing a baseball bat, mom called on Archangel Michael and ran down the steps. The men looked shocked, and then they fled. They just looked at the mom and then, boom, went out the door." That's what the way she said it. "I remember turning to look at my mom and seeing a huge angel standing behind her." So Archangel Michael had followed her down the stairs and that's and saved that family. He's been a busy guy. I think he's been a busy guy. Let's try Angelic Trio. Do we have a little time here? Or
yeah, help yourself. Go for it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to do Angelic Trio. Where is it? Hold on. I got to. Because this is one of my favorites. If I had to tell you which is my favorite, this would be it. Yeah, I just got to find it, though. Hold on. It's on the last page. All right. So this is a lady who lived in the Chicago, northern suburbs of Chicago. And she saw me at a library, and she told me her story. And she said it happened several years before, but she just hadn't felt comfortable telling it to anyone. And I'll see if I can not even read it, but just tell you what I remember. So she was telling me that she was someone who didn't like to dress for winter. So she didn't wear boots, she didn't wear gloves, she didn't wear a hat or a coat. But she never dressed for winter. So she was driving home on her commute from her job, and she was driving home, and she had to go through a whole area, just, I don't remember, maybe 10 miles, that was underdeveloped. So there weren't a lot of houses, just a lot of trees and things like that. And the wind chill was 30 below that day. So as she's driving along, boom, a tire pops. And the car starts to go directly toward the telephone pole. But what happens is someone grabs the wheel and moves it so that she ends up just coasting into a driveway. And when she looked ahead, there were two houses that were dark, so no one was there, and she didn't know if they were under construction or what. And then there was a house that was under construction when she looked to the left. I remember this story really well. When she looked to the left, and there was a car idling in the driveway. So without boots and mittens and everything, she made her way over to this house under construction, and she slipped three times, I remember her telling me. And then there was no door because the house was under construction, so she, and this is at night, so she goes in and she starts screaming, you know, or yelling for hello, hello, anyone here, anyone here? And there was no answer. But there's moonlight coming in through the window, and she can see three figures kind of just gliding down the stairs. And what was so interesting is she couldn't even see feet. She could just see them gliding down the stairs. One was a male and two were female. And when they got to the bottom of the stairs, she started telling them what had happened and stuff like that, and that she needed help, and her whole dilemma, as she said. And the woman was reading her lips. One of the female angels was reading her lips. And then she did sign language to the other two, and eventually they all got in the little car that was idling. It was a little red car that was idling in the driveway. And they left the dome light on so that they could read, the lady could read her lips, the one who was driving, and when she gave directions back to her office. And they went back to her office. And when she got out of the car, the woman said to her, "Just don't forget us." So out loud, she said, "Just don't forget us." And then Marcia was her name. Then Marcia went towards the building. She turned around. She looked back to get one last look at these unusual people. And guess what? No car and no tracks in the snow. Just her standing at the building. Isn't that an amazing story?
I love that one. That was a really good one, too.
What do you do with that one, huh?
You can't top it. I mean, I know you can. You've got others in front of you, but that one was one for the books, for sure. Let's give out the number, 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's here on the Dr. Pat Show today, guest host and filling in for Dr. Pat and giving out mini angel readings. If you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat, and we're doing angel stories. These are stories that people have called in to tell me on the radio or when I've been doing library presentations or just different times that that they've been eager to come up and tell me their angel story. So this is actually a story about me. These are, by the way, in my new book. It's going to be an e-book, and it's going to be on Apple, so you'll be able to get it on the phones. And it's going to be in Barnes & Noble. It's going to be an e-book, and then it'll go into paperback after that. And it's called Angel First Aid RX Prescription, RX meaning Prescription for Miracles, is the one that's out now. I gotta take that back. Okay, so the new book is Angel First Aid RX for Excellence, and that's the one that's about success and finding your life purpose and how the angels help you. That's the one that's coming out. And if you want to get one of my books, you can go to Amazon.com, and you can put in my name if you want, Sue Storm. But the book is Angel First Aid RX for Miracles. It's on Kindle. And if you have the free subscription to Kindle, you can get it for free. And it's Angel First Aid RX for Miracles, second edition. And you'll love it. You know, no one that has gotten it hasn't called and told me how much they loved it. Even the cover is so soft, and it's just nice. You know, try it. Look it up. And it's one of those open the book, so you can open it up, and you can actually get the names of all your angels, the whole angel guide they're letting you read. So go on to Amazon and check it out. Okay. This story is called Irish Broadcast, and I'll read you a little bit of it, and then I'll tell you in my own words. Recently, a producer from Ireland called up to set up an interview. During the radio program, it was evident that the talk show host, Ryan, was skeptical about the existence of angels. Now, that's what I wrote in the book. The truth is, this man was horrible. He was so belligerent. He was so mean that I literally was thinking, okay, this is Ireland. Nobody knows me there. I'll just hang up. Even though it was in the middle of a radio show where I was the guest. And I was getting agitated because he was just belligerent. And then finally, I was thinking, should I hang up? And Archangel Michael came to me and said, don't hang up. Just tell him that within the next 24, 48 hours, I will appear to him, or an angel will appear to him. So I did that, and I did it on the air. And he was grumpy, and he said, if that happens, we'll have you back. We'll call you up, and we'll have you back. So I just waited to see what happened, and then I'll read the rest of it the way I have it written. 3 days later, Shannon, the producer, called to report that 2 days after the broadcast, Ryan had smelled the fragrance of flowers in his office. So he was so surprised that he asked several of the people around him to come in and see, because there was no flowers in the room. And by the way, that's one of the ways that angels tell you that they're going to appear, is the fragrance of flowers. Usually it could be violets, but the fragrance of flowers. While we all gathered in the office, a large angel appeared in the corner. And she was describing it to me. It just sort of appeared, and then it stayed there for 10 minutes. Didn't say anything. It had big, beautiful wings. It was a male angel. She was describing that it was wearing like a beige toga, and it had sandals on. Didn't say anything, but the light was so bright from his face and from the wings that it lit up the whole room. So I also didn't put this in the book, but the truth is they ran through the whole studio, and they went to everybody in the building, come see this, because they wanted everybody to see it. And then after 10 minutes, the angel just faded away. But the line in my story is Archangel Michael kept his promise. Isn't that a cute one?
That one is a good one, too. Yeah, you have so many in there. How can we get a hold of this book?
Well, This particular one, you're going to have to wait a little bit.
Ah.
The one that but I will let you know when, and it will be on Amazon. Amazon is going to print it. So
you're just giving us a little tease.
So it will be easy to get. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Do we have any callers?
Oh, we still have some open lines, but here's the number if you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's giving away free mini angel readings on the air, 800-930-2819 if you'd like to join us.
Okay. Ready to go?
Sure, let's do it. We got about 5 minutes before our last break.
Okay. I think I'm going to go away from the angel stories. Well, maybe I'll tell you one about Heather, because I think I said this one on the air before, but I'll tell you one about Heather. So Heather was a professional photographer, and she was lived in New York City. And for some reason, and I think this has happened to all of us, she was just in a fog. And she was standing downtown on a busy city street. And on the corner, and she looked, and in her mind, she saw that the light was green, but actually the light was still red. And so she started walking across the street, and still in somewhat of a daze, the horns were honking, and people were shouting at her, and she got about halfway across the street, and then rather than go back, she made it to the opposite side. She just, and cars were whizzing by, but she made it to the other side. When she got to the curb, the pedestrians, all their mouths were open, and they were just, they were all shocked, they were all surprised. And one of them came up to her and said, "An angel guided you across the street. That's the only way you could have made it." So that was really exciting. She was, and she said everybody was chattering. And when I told my daughter this story, she said, "Oh my gosh, Mom, I would have asked, what did the angel look like, and male or female, and bigger, what did it look like?" But I guess Heather never paid attention. She just knew that that angel got her across the street. All right. So then she told me a second story. While her condo was being redecorated, she was visiting and staying with a friend at a penthouse apartment overlooking the Hudson River. And while she was there, and again, being a professional photographer, she saw an opportunity to get a photo of a sunset, and it was beautiful. And there were some sliding doors going out to the fire escape. So she grabs her camera, she throws open the doors, just running forward to get out onto the escape, the fire escape, and there's an angel hovering there. The angel is looking down and pointing down, and of course she jumped backwards, and there was no floor in the fire escape. So if that angel hadn't been there, her words were, "Thank you, angel." So those are other stories.
That's a fantastic one. 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the angel reading.
Right here. Have you ever had an angel story, Benny? Any something happened to you?
Not particularly, only that we've done the Mighty Money Magnet, and that was a few years back, and that did wonders for me, obviously.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes. I just can't really think of when it really happened. I mean, I know someone is looking out for me, and I think
absolutely. Yep, more than one. There's an actual team.
Mm-hmm.
they said, they're telling me you tax their energy sometimes.
Thanks.
But there's a team up there watching over you for
That's
sure.
Funny. That's totally funny. 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the angel lady. And she's giving out mini angel readings on the air on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we're going to take our last break of the hour, and we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion, with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnutsonSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy. But skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hello, we're back. It's the Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, on the Dr. Pat Show. And we've got some callers, so we're going to go right to our callers. Benny?
Yep, sounds good. And we, if you would like to join us, we still have a couple open lines left if you want to get in before the show ends. 800-930-2819. And we'll take Amy, who is calling in from the San Diego area. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you so much, and Benny.
Aw, thank you.
Yes. I love angels, so I would just love a message from the angels if they have anything pertinent they want me to know about or anything you want to tell me. Is that a good question for you?
Okay, so I'm going to start right with this. When you said you love angels, they came through in a chorus and said, and they love you. They loved you, too. So that's a really good start. Give me a subject, because it's too broad. Tell me what you'd like to know about. What can they really help you with?
I need direction and really shining my light in this world. And this has been going on for my whole lifetime. I have gifts and talents I need to be sharing with the world. I mean, I need to be an asset in this world. And I just feel... I don't know what it is I need to do to get that self-worth in me.
Okay, so what they feel is you're stifled. You just that's what they're telling me. You can't get to the next step. And I would suggest, I have a Dr. Pat special where I give people 2 half-hour sessions for the price of one. And I'm going to give you my direct number. You might want to do that with me. It's 800-323-1790. That's to reach me direct. Did you get that? 800-323-1790. Perfect. Okay. And Yeah, and so we need to get you on the right path, because that's where they want you. They say you're very gifted. Obviously, they love you. You're valuable, and they want you to share your gifts. So we should do that. But let me give you the names of your angels as well. So you have, as your archangel, is Raphael. Well, that's the perfect one for you, healing and compassion. That's Raphael. And then you have also Rachel, the angel of inspiration. And you have four as well. You have Tara, the angel of love. That's T-A-R-A. And Katrina is your money angel, prosperity.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Super good angels. Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Amy, for joining us from the San Diego area, 800-930-2819. And we will take now, looks like Michelle. Michelle's calling in from the Woodinville area, which is just outside of Seattle, east of Seattle. So, hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you, Sue. I work with children, so I want to ask, who do I directly say thank you to, the angels that assist me with children and families?
Okay, so I missed a few words there. I heard children and families.
She works
you
with,
know which
yeah, she works with children and families, yeah.
For her children and family?
Others.
No,
others, yeah.
Children and families.
Mm-hmm. Other people, like taking care of them? Yes.
Oh, okay. Other
right.
than family.
Cool.
That's the word. I missed one word, and that was the word I missed. Okay, so the angels I would use are Florence, angel of compassion. And are you taking care of them because of a health issue, or what's the reason?
I integrate them outdoors with nature. I'm a connector to their soul, their own self through nature.
Hmm. Oh, okay. You know, you have. Well, let me give you your angels. Can we start there? I'm getting confused here. Let's start there. Okay. So your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. And that's you, and that's who you are, and that's what you do. And we also, if you're interested in the environment, we have Pamela, who's the angel that works with nature and the planet. Does that one help you?
Absolutely.
Now, Pamela is a good one. And then Sarah, the angel of harmony, also is around you and can help you.
Wonderful.
They say you are so gifted. You know exactly what needs to be done, where it needs to be done, how it can happen, and you're quite the visionary, they're telling me.
I do have a lot of visions.
So keep up the good work.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michelle, for joining us from the Woodinville area. So, yeah, she says she sees a lot of visions, too, which goes perfect for her work.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So we have about 5 minutes left in the show there, Sue. We have open lines if a caller would like to sneak in at the last minute, or you can jump on with another story and your information about how to get a hold of you and your books.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about how to get in touch with me. Okay, so we have the Dr. Pat special, which I do on the radios for anyone who calls in from this show. And basically, you're going to pay, you get two for one. You're going to pay for a half hour of my time, but you're really going to get an hour, so you're going to get two half hours. And it's very popular, and it's a really good deal, because once you connect with your angels, you'll feel different. At the end of the first conversation, you'll feel, I mean, lighter is kind of an odd word, but you feel clearer, lighter, more energized. It's quite the wonderful experience, and I know it'll be important to you, and it'll be important to your life, because the angels want to help you in any way they can, health, happiness, prosperity. Their job is to help us be happier, healthier, stronger, and to do our life's purpose. They are really here to do our life's purpose, or to help us accomplish that. And in fact, that's what the angels are all about. That's what my angel first aid books are all about. So we were talking about the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles, which is on, which you can get on Amazon. Just make sure you go for the second edition and you look for the pink, the pinkish purple cover, which, by the way, is an original angel on the cover, and she calls it, the artist calls that angel the Angel of Peace. So, so that's a wonderful experience, and that's available, and it's also available on Kindle through Amazon. All right, and let's see, what else do I want to say? We talked about the books, we talked about the sessions. Anything else I need to talk about?
I'm trying
that
to.
You can think of?
No, we do have about 3 minutes left in the show. Maybe one more little story to send all of our listeners off for the day.
Okay.
If you'd like to do that.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I just have to decide which one I want to do because we have. I know the one.
Okay.
It's called "Saved by an Angel," and I think you've heard this one before, but because I tell it quite a bit, but. This is, and I don't have to read it. I can just tell it because I know it that well. All right. So this is a man who was in his 30s who called into one of the radio shows. And when he was a teenager and when he was in high school, he was going to McDonald's to get a sandwich. He was getting lunch for, I guess, him and his mother. And they were about, he was going to a soccer game. And so I get ahead of myself. I'm telling stories, but all right. So this young man, his name was Eric, was going to a soccer game. His mom drove him to McDonald's. And then for some reason, rather than park in the parking lot, she drove around and went across the street. And she waited for him across the street. So he ran in, and it was really slow in there. McDonald's is usually fast. The line was long. And for some reason, the people behind the counter were really slow. And so he knew he was going to be late for his soccer game, and he had to wait, and he was impatient. He was going from foot to foot, and he was waiting. And then finally, they handed him his sack, and he just bolted out the door. And all of a sudden, something grabbed him by the collar, and it was strong, and it was, you know, heavy-handed. And grabbed him by the collar and knocked him back against the building and down to the ground. Didn't hurt him, but just made sure he stayed by the building and then down to the ground. When he looked up, there was a beautiful female angel, big wings, long gown, curly hair, just smiling at him and checking him over to make sure he was still okay. What happened then is that... what do they call them? The big trucks. What are those big trucks?
Like an 18-wheeler type thing?
How many?
Oh, 18-wheeler?
18-wheelers? Like, yeah. I was going to say 40. I know that wasn't.
That's a big one.
Right, okay. That's I'm really not the truck one. Person. All right. But an 18-wheeler came barreling down the street. It was totally out of control, and there was no way that he could have been saved if that angel hadn't been there. So then the next thing is he sees his mom, and she's got her hands over her face, and she's just kind of bawling because she knows he couldn't make it. And there he was. He said he just skipped across the street, got in the car, never said a word, and off they went to the soccer game.
Oh, that's great.
Angels, that's a good one, Dan.
Yeah, angels constantly looking out for us. We appreciate that. Sue, that is the end of the show. Thanks so much for filling in for Dr. Pat today. If you'd like to know more about Sue and her angel readings, where can they find you, Sue?
Absolutely. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net. And my 800 number, if you'd like to call for the Dr. Pat special, is 800-323-1790. I'll do it again, 800-323-1790. Treat yourself. And by the way, if you have a mother you want to treat, because Mother's Day is coming up, we have gift certificates. I can email you out a gift certificate, and you can give it to your mom and give her something that she can never replace. This is the best.